Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the sections, glad tidings to the believer. What glad tidings a Muslim, a believer gets, a mu'min gets at the time of death. All the various beautiful ahadith explaining what basharat, what glad tidings this person receives at the time of mort. Showing us that the time of mort is not a depressing time, it's an exciting time, beautiful time. Person experiences what he never ever experienced his whole life. All the happiness of his life, all the enjoyment of his life. In fact, one glimpse of Akhirat, just one glimpse, all the pain of this world is forgotten. All the enjoyment of this world also is completely forgotten. One glimpse only of Akhirat and the beauties of Jannah. At that time, the person is given the choice, as we did before. The person is given the choice, that, do you want to go back into this world? The person says, what must I go back for? There's no need for me to go back into this world where they are so. You want to take me back? He says, do you want to take me back to the world of worries and grief? Take me to Allah. That's what the person says at that moment. So such a beautiful occasion, not something that a person should be frightened and scared about, something that a believer, a mu'min, should be excited about, that moment where he's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا جَاءَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ إِلَى وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَقُولَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا وَلِيَّ اللَّهِ قم فاخرج من دارك التي قربتها الى دارك التي عمرتها. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the angel of death comes to a close friend of Allah, when the angel of death comes to a close friend of Allah, what we know as Waliyullah, this Waliyullah, and the close friend of Allah, when the angel of death comes to him, he greets him. The angel of death says to him, peace be to you, O friend of Allah. Now we might be thinking that one pious waliullah. No, every person that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now what the angel of death tells him, the angel of death says to him, peace be to you, O friend of Allah. Get up and leave this world which you emptied and proceed to the world which you filled. I.e. the world that you filled with your actions, your amal, you beautified it with your actions, you emptied this world, you left this world, there's nothing there left for you in this world. All your efforts, your time, your energies were spent to prepare for that akhirat. So now proceed to the world which you have filled, i.e. from the world abode of this world to the world of the year after. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ قَبْضَ رُوحِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أُوحَى إِلَى مَلَكِ الْمَوْتِ أقرئه مني السلام فإذا جاء ملك الموت لقبض روحه قال له ربك يقرئك السلام. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that when Allah Ta'ala wills to take the life of a believer, he instructs the angel of death saying, convey my salam to him. Who is saying? Allah Pak is saying, Allah Pak tells the angel, he instructs the angel of death, convey my salam to him. What a beautiful moment. A person is getting the salams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So exciting. Sometimes when a friend of ours sends one salam, somebody remembers us, somebody that we like, we get so excited. This person sends salams for me. Especially for me, this person sends. Here, Allah Pak instructing the angel that convey my salam to him. So now this malak, this angel, he gives the salam. So when the angel of death proceeds to take away his life, he says, your sustainer conveys salam to you. So at the time of death, this angel comes and he says, your sustainer conveys salam to you. And Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu qal, يُؤْتَى الْمُؤْمِنُ عِنْدَ الْمُوتِ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ لَا تَخَفْ مِمَّا أَنْتَ قَادِمٌ عَلَيْهِ فَيَذْهَبُ خَوْفُهُ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا وَلَا عَلَى أَهْلِهَا وَأَبْشِرْ بِالْجَنَّةِ فَيَذْهَبُ خُوفُهُ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا فَيَمُوتُ وَقَدْ أَقَرَّ اللَّهُ عَيْنَهُ. Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu narrates, the angels are sent. Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu said, angels are sent to a believer. Angels are sent to a believer at the time of his death. They say to him, do not fear about where you are going. His fear leaves him. When angels tell him, do not fear, now the fear is gone, that fear leaves him. They say, do not fear about the world and its people, and you have the glad tidings of paradise of Jannah. His fear leaves him. They say, do not fear about separating from this world. He passes away in a state that Allah Ta'ala has cooled his eyes, he has given him peace and comfort. This person's complete fear is gone as far as the world is concerned, about where he's going, about this person, about separating from this world. All that fear is completely gone. This person passes away in a state that Allah Pak has cooled his eyes. In other words, Allah Pak has comforted him completely. Then this person leaves this world. وَفِي شَرْحِ الصُّدُورِ عَنْهُ أَيْضًا فِي الْآيَةِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ قَالَ يُبَشِّرُ بِهَا عِنْدَ مُوتِهِ وَفِي قَبْرِهِ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ فَإِنَّهُ لَفِي الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا ذَهَبَتْ فَرْحَةُ الْبَشَارَةِ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu says, with reference to this verse, surely those who said our sustainer is Allah, this verse of the ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, those who said our sustainer is Allah, and then they remain steadfast on this, angels descend upon them. At the time of death, angels descend upon these people. What the angels say, do not fear nor grieve. Listen to the glad tidings of paradise of Jannat, which you were promised. Now this glad tidings, this hadith is explaining, that three times this glad tidings is given to a person. And this is such a beautiful glad tidings. When a person gets news, some good news, it makes him happy. For example, a person wrote an examination, and he gets news that he passed the exams, he feels so happy. Or a certain person was hoping that he gets accredited for Hajj, that happiness comes, that the news comes that you got accredited for Hajj, how happy and how excited he gets. Person gets the news that he got a grandchild, he gets so excited. Like that, the person gets news that some family member is getting married, he gets so excited. But that happiness remains for a short period of time. It doesn't remain forever. That news, that happiness remains, but for a short period of time, then that happiness goes, and he goes through another period of sadness, etc. But now, can you imagine when a person is given the glad tidings of Jannah? Can you imagine how that happiness hits the heart? So this hadith is saying that three times this person is given this glad tidings of Jannah, and then don't fear, don't grieve. And there is your Jannah that has been promised to you. So here he is saying, he is given this glad tidings at the time of death. First time he is given this glad tidings, when he passes away at the time of death. The next time he is given the same glad tidings again, when? When he is in the Qabr. And when he is resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, again he is given the glad tidings. Can you imagine what beauty that glad tidings is? When he goes to Jannah, the joy which he experienced at hearing this glad tidings is still experienced by his heart. Can you imagine how many years ago he passed away, how many years ago he was put in a qabr, and then he was resurrected. But the glad tidings and the enjoyment that he felt in that heart, he still experienced till the day he entered Jannah. So much of enjoyment just in that one glad tidings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating and understanding and realizing that death is actually something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made so beautiful, so beloved, so exciting for a believer. We don't lose hope, we don't get depressed. We actually turn our attention towards Akhirat, we turn our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and simultaneously we don't forget whatever rights we have to fulfill of others, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this jointly we do, that we have hope in Allah Pak, that we don't disobey Him. Simultaneously we do whatever we need to do. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.